Yeah, like Nicole and Ulysses said, so this is a toned-down night because we wanted to give some chance to recoup from Fall Breakaway because it's just a lot of intense fun, family, all that good stuff. And so, but we didn't want to take away anything away from tonight's guest speaker. And a lot of you guys know him. Some of you may not if you're new this year, and that's okay. But we hope that he becomes really familiar to you. His name, and I'm going to just kind of share a little bit about him before I ask you to come up, if that's okay. His name is John Mbagwu. He's married to Jean Ann, and he has, I believe it's three children, right? Four children. Okay. I got that one wrong. So he has been our faculty advisor. So if you don't know, to be an official student org, you have to have a faculty advisor at Wright State and most campuses. He's been our faculty advisor for just guess how long. Somebody said 10 years. Longer than 10 years. Longer than 15 years. And we're trying to figure out, like, we lost track. So you can keep guessing. I just don't know the answer, actually. So it's longer than 15 years. That's longer than Heather and I have been involved in Chi Alpha. That's longer than Heather and I have even heard of Chi Alpha. And so he and his wife and his family have been an anchor for Wright State Chi Alpha. And I can honestly say that if it wasn't for Brother John and his wife, I don't know if you want that at all. I can just put it back.
It's okay.
If it wasn't for them, Chi Alpha in Dayton would not be where it is today, because Wright State has really been the anchor for a long time for UD and Sinclair. And so we're just so appreciative of the love and the care and the longevity. And just to kind of give you guys some perspective, it's like, okay, great, you know, faculty advisor, you know, that should be easy to get. At Sinclair, so where's my Sinclair people at? Okay, we've been without a faculty advisor for like maybe a year and a half, something like that. And it's been a pain. Like, we can't register for events. We walk by these tables and they're like, oh, I wish we would have known about the table, but we can't because we're not an official student org. We can still do some stuff, but it's kind of under the radar. It's kind of like underground church, that kind of stuff. But Wright State's a lot more strict with that, and we want to honor their regulations and their rules with that. And so it has been so amazing for him to be our faculty advisor. Just every year we know that we can count on him. We know that he prays for you guys. And I can honestly say that without a doubt. We know that he's a giver, and his heart is to give to you guys. And I know he wouldn't want me to share all the things that he's given to you guys that you don't know, so I won't. But just know that you guys are already blessed by him, even if you've never met him. And so he's just, we love him, he just means so much to us. One of his roles, in addition to being a faculty advisor, which is plenty of work, and you do it wonderfully, is he's the director of accounting for the Office of the Comptroller. Is that correct? I'm not good with official lingo, so you're doing that. But he basically makes it happen up in University Hall. So he's on the third floor of University Hall, right? Third floor. And so the higher you go, the more important you are. And so he's super, super important. He's so humble. He'll never tell you like how much he makes things happen. But he personally gets to interact with the administrative and the executive officers of the university, and you've been working at Wright State, and you were a student at Wright State even as well, and I think you've been around for, is it two presidents or three presidents? Two presidents, and this is last year for Dr. Hopkins, so if you just stayed a little bit longer, you might have made three, right, but that's okay. He's also author of a book. How many of you guys have written a book? Like not a long text message, that's what I'm saying, like an actual published book. Okay, so he's written a book called A Living Testimony. It's awesome. I've read it, and I'm not sure if we can get more copies of that, but I'm sure you can tell us how to do that. But it's really encouraging, and it just gives his life story. And if there's two things that I appreciate, and if you want to chime in at all, you please do. The two things that I love the most about you is, one, your heart to give, and not just financially, but of your time, of your food, of your home, of your farm, of your produce, of all these things. I mean, whenever I see you, you just like overflow with whatever you have. It's just like, hey, I have this in my pocket, just take this, or I have this excitement, or I have this story. Like, you are just such a giver to everybody you encounter. And I can see that by the people that you work around too, not just students, but the people that whenever I come to the office, whenever I mention that I'm here to see you, everybody just gives me a big smile. Say, oh, I know him, you know. And going with the giving aspect is just your pure joy. You encompass joy more than anybody I know. And even when I can know that it's a difficult season or it's hard things, God's taking you through a difficult season in your life, you respond with so much joy with Jesus, joy in the Lord, and it is contagious. I mean, I don't know if you guys know that Brother John's joy is totally contagious. It's like you could have the worst, you could just fail your exam and you're like, I just need to go see Brother John. Please. I just call him, just let me look at his picture on the wall. Can I just like touch his plaque, you know, or whatever on his desk? Like his joy is literally contagious. And so we appreciate him so much, and I'll finish with this. His time at Wright State as an employee is actually coming to a close. It's actually finishing up this month. And so when I heard that recently, some of you guys don't know this, but when I heard that, like my heart was like, I mean, I'm like even like sad right now about it. Just the fact of like, oh, like it just came your foundation just came out from you. And I didn't realize like how much we needed you. And how much we loved you and how much we cared for you and just you just give so much to us that is untangible. And I even tried to Google you today just as if I can get some sneaky information about you, and I couldn't. Like I couldn't even Google a picture of you. But that's just that I think it just goes case in point to who you are, because you're just a guy that takes no credit for what you do. And you are gonna have a mansion in heaven, and I cannot wait to go visit you at your home, you know, in heaven when we all get there and celebrate just all the lives that you've impacted. And so, like I said, his time's gonna like he's finishing his time as an employee here, and he can share more about that if he wants to. So we're on the hunt for a new faculty advisor. So you guys could pray for us. I don't know if we'll ever live up to. Basically, it's like Brother John, and then like the next best options down here. But we do need your prayer for that. And so. Absolutely. Yeah. So, he's not Brother John.
Right.
But we love him too.
Just because John is transitioning doesn't mean that he's no longer a part of our Chi Alpha family. And we're thankful that you live so close and that you have loved us so long, because we know that that won't change even though your position has changed.
Absolutely. So, I'm really close to having you come up and speak, I promise. So, what we're going to do, because we didn't, it kind of came as a surprise to us about his time, and so we're in the works of planning an alumni banquet, basically like an anniversary for Chi Alpha. We're going to do that sometime later in the year, so we'll let you guys know the date for that. But we'd like to honor him in a larger way just because, like, man, I there's alumni that he's impacted years back that would drive to go just shake your hand and thank you. And so we just want to honor him in a bigger way. And so, but we also... I want to give you guys an opportunity to bless him back. And it's not so much about the amount, but it's about your heart. And so we're going to take up an offering afterwards, after he's done. But we also have a small gift for you. So, So we're gonna give this to you now, and then we're going to take up an offering to bless you later. So would you guys please give honor and respect and love to Brother John as he comes up? Come on up. So we just want to get, we know you're a super healthy eater, so we didn't want to get you candy. So we got you a fruit basket, and we got you our Chi Alpha shirt for this year. And we do want to bless you later, but that's a small token of our appreciation. So thank you so much, and we love you.
Thank you, my brother in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know whether I deserve all this. I was so blushing within me when Brother Andy was talking about all those things. I wish you could see me. Really? Please. I mean, I was looking for where to hide. Seriously, I never knew somebody could articulate about me in this fashion. Especially amongst Christians, great people. Oh, I am so fired up that I'm not kidding. That I don't even know where to start. Can everybody hear me? My prayer is that the Lord we serve may bless you all abundantly. I came to him when I was in Africa. Young little fellow that played soccer, you know. Oh, yeah. You would want to be in my team when you, especially if you want to win. But I had fun. I mean, I wasn't the best player, but I could kick the ball and dribble. But the Lord came to me through the American missionaries in my village. They had come, preached the gospel to my folks. They reached out to the Lord. And so they spoke about Jesus. I didn't know about him before. I never even heard of that name. It's different. It's just a different name. No. But something about him was exciting to me. And so I wanted to find out more. And so I joined the Pentecostal group, Assemblies of God, that came to my village to share the gospel. And ever since then, and if I went back, I was really a little kid. All I did in life then was to play soccer and eat. Apparently, we ate a lot of oranges, you know. So this is really down to my alley. The oranges, you climb the trees and then look at the ripeness. There were oranges everywhere. Oh, even grapefruits. You know those grapefruits? They are really large. We never ate them. They didn't taste good as a kid. Actually, we used them as soccer ball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the little legs, you kick it and your friend will kick it. If your feet hit the ball together, it would burst. And some of the water will spill on you. And then you lick them, you know. Oh. It was fun days, you know, sharing, you know, those joyful moments and talking about the Lord. But I am so honored to have come here to this great nation and talked about it in my book, How the Lord Made the Way. I did not deserve coming to America or anywhere, but because I believed in him, he made the way. An American professor I never even seen wrote asking me to come under his sponsorship and sent all the paperwork, wrote to the American embassy and say, I want John to come to America. I had no idea of America. I've read it in geography, you know, when I was in high school, that's all about it. I heard that it was cold here sometime. I never saw snow. I had no idea what it looks like. In fact, my imagination was like, it looked like an ice cube. And so when it was snowing, you dare not come out. Oh, yeah, you want to be hit by ice cube? Really, that was what I believe it was like. I never saw one. I read in the Bible where it said, make me as white as snow. Well, I don't know what snow is. I know something nice, white, but until I came here, and so it began snowing. Oh, I came out and touched it. It was cold. I had no idea snow was cold. And I dropped it as soon as I could and wiped it off. Then I looked at neighbors. Oh, my goodness, it was snowing in the neighbor's yard. Oh, I came out. It was over there. I had no idea what snow was, that it would snow everywhere. It was always sunny over there in Africa. You would climb the orange trees, coconut trees, go to the beach, and watch that you don't go with the wave, you know, the wave coming and taking back and forth, Atlantic Ocean. But the Lord is awesome, because as I said, it was impossible for me. I just was a high school kid. But I believed strongly from what I learned in the Bible. It's a principle that if you believe and pray, He will answer you. Now, there will be many that hear this and they believe that, and it will come to pass. You see, something about the Lord is this. There's no time you call upon Him, He wouldn't hear you. Sometimes I would call some of my kids. As Brother Andy said, I have only 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. 2 of them graduated from here. And I would call. They are busy often because they are in the healthcare field. My son is a doctor, so is my daughter. And so when I call, they're either impatient and I couldn't get through. They'll just go to their voicemail. They'll call back. But when you call the Lord, you don't have delay. Well, you have called some of your friends. You say, I can take this call now. Leave you my name and message and I call you back. How many of you have heard that kind of messages when you call before? A lot, yeah. But God doesn't do that to us. He is there waiting. Just want Brianna or Brittany or Heather or anybody to call. Because your own line is thorough and true. Isn't that something? You have direct line. He doesn't wait, you know, or you can call and keep waiting. Sometimes they hang up on you. He doesn't. That's your line. He really wants to talk to you. You are the one, you know, not wanting to talk to Him. That's what prayer is about. I get to where I am through prayers. If you ever do not know or hear anything from Brother John this evening, go home with this one thing, prayer. Instead of talking to anyone, because everybody's trying to solve their problems anyway, no. Talk to God. If He could create the world, you know, the whole world, can everybody hear me? Maybe I put it closer. Yeah. If He could create the whole world by just speaking and then they happen, He sure can take care of you. There were no material things before, you know. Engineers would make things or stuff out of things that exist. They could fabricate. They could make computers. They could make chairs and a bunch of stuff because something has already been in existence. You make something out of something that never existed before. Just figure that out. You are smart students. Oh, yeah, you have to. Because you are, I mean, you got to be to come to Rice State. I'm an alumni, lifetime too. I went to here. And it almost got, this same thing almost got me into trouble. When I took a class, you don't want to hear about that, do you? I guess I see about it. And they were talking about we had come from somewhere through some kind of explosion and all these theories about, you know them. And he said it came from atom. It was some kind of course about science. I wasn't a scientist. I'm an accountant. I deal with figures. And then I asked the professor, where did atom come from? Can you imagine? We started with something that they say it started, you know, whatever it is. So no matter how small it was. But I say, what is the origin of that thing? How did it come about? No matter how much, you know, small it is, even if you can see it. How did it come about? You couldn't answer me. What I'm trying to say is that if He could create the whole world, you and me, and everything else on earth and in heaven, are you with me? without putting them together. You know, my kids, when they were growing up, they got into Legos. Oh boy, Legos. Especially the boys. You know what I'm talking about, Legos? Yeah, they would make stuff that I'm amazed. I thought they would be making Legos all their lives because this could make a bunch of stuff. So can you too, if you work with it. Are you with me? But they were making stuff out of something that existed. And so if God could create you and me and everything else based upon what we couldn't see physically, he sure can take care of you. Go home with that. If it is academic speaking, where you need your grade up, if it is to be successful in anything you want to be, if you pray and devote your time and work hard, he said he will bless you. He said he will not deny you anything that is good. He reserves his best for you. Read your scriptures, because that's the way God talks back to you. You talk to God when you pray. Oh, you don't have to stand up right in the middle of class and say, Lord Jesus, I pray that you bless my class and professors. You don't have to go do that, which is okay. People may wonder what is going on with you. But nonetheless, you can whisper prayers and at your home, you pray hard. You read your Bible. You talk. It's that association. Look, the Lord loves you so much. I believe so he loves me. That's what I believe from my to the core of my body, to my bone. But not just because Bible said so, John 3:16 and also 3:17, when we talk about that, somebody has scriptures, he could read that. But you don't even have to turn your scriptures. You can read that off on top of your head. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, right? But have everlasting life. And the reason why Jesus came, when you read chapter 17, is that you may be saved. Anyone that is saved has everlasting life. You have to have been saved to last forever. Are you with me? Because that's the reason why Christ came. Let me read that here. I believe I have it. Say, for God sent, that is the 17th verse, a chapter verse of 3:16. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So God had a goal in life. And his goal in life for sending Christ is to save you and me. That's all. The reason why Christ came. So for you, you have to have a goal in life, whatever it is. The Lord will bless you. The world needs Christians who are doctors, teachers, dancers, singers, whatever it may be, that is your goal. Oh, you may say, Brother John, we really don't dance that much. We're Pentecostal. Well, David danced so much that the wife thought she looked funny. If you read the Bible, well, David didn't care. The Ark of Covenant was there, and he was just having his jolly self. And the whole folks were joining him. I just was mentioning some of the majors we have here. But in anything is your that is your passion you are to major in, go after it. Be the best. If you don't be the best, why should the unbelievers be better than you in the area you all are doing or competing or studying? You know what to do, and that is to devote your time to that particular knowledge. Sure, it's not easy. They are not having it easy either. Oh yeah, it's everybody's. But you know what? With God, you will have it easier. The Bible said you need knowledge. You ask him. He'll give you. This is just not Brother John's word. I'm just quoting him. So what the Bible says. Though I'm not quoting the Bible verbatim. That's essentially what it says. Again, if you believe, if you have confidence, if you have that in you, you have to be passionate. Are you with me? These are the keys to success. You have to have a goal. If your goal is to be anything you want to be, do what it takes to get that goal. Because if you don't, nobody else will do it for you. Everybody's struggling to get theirs done. Are you with me? When you see those folks who went to school like you and me here and in other colleges, some of them dropped out, but they are very rich because their passion dragged them out of college. And they are so good at it that they could not afford to continue in classroom, but they want to give it all. They are going bananas. Oh, yeah. They are sold out. Everything about them is whatever it is. That's taking risk. And often they're successful. The same thing, if you go bananas for the Lord, is that the right term? See, I have picked up some American slangs, and I hope I'm saying it right, lest I get myself into trouble here. If you look at famous people like Microsoft, he was in school, he was in college because of his passion. He left school. I don't think he finished college. Facebook, we're all in Facebook. I'm not yet, but a lot of folks in Facebook. Now that, you know, things change, I will be. He was in college, but he devoted his time. Are you with me? And I could go on and on. So, let me put it this way, be a lot more adventurous. Why? Because you have Jesus with you. Adventurous in your faith by letting loose whatever is holding you back and totally wrapping yourself around Jesus so that you are not separated, you are inseparable. You are intertwined. You know what twine is? You are intertwisted. You are inseparable. Even if they brought the best whatever knife or chemical to separate you, it is impossible. I'm not just talking about chemicals because there is periodic table there. But whatever it takes, I have heard that we are made of about 92 elements or something. See, little knowledge is a little bit dangerous. I've been watching Channel 16 Nova. You've seen that program called Nova before. Yeah. And they were talking about how you have sulfur in you. You're made of this and that. I said, wow, only 92? But the Lord knows. You are inseparable, even if they were to bring any chemical to separate this and that, because you and Christ are one. And above all, he wants you to be part of him. That's what excites him. That's what keeps him awake at night to hear your voice. His heart is pumping because he had come to save you. This is what the Bible said. That's the goal of God for sending Christ. That you may be saved. And he who is saved will be there forever. My last name is Mbawu, which means in my language, everlasting city. Isn't that something? God is good. I had no idea what I was going to say in terms of this way. I had something else prepared in a way. But when I came up, I just got excited sharing with you how I came here. I got excited sharing about you things that as they flow. And I believe you'll be successful. Because if I could come from Africa, just from high school to come here, and I couldn't even understand some of my classmates because of a thick American accent. Oh my gosh, he's thick, you know. That's how they would say, oh my gosh, I didn't know what that was. They use a lot of slang. I was even surprised that my professors could understand what they were saying because it would say so fast. I could not even understand my professors very well because of American accent and English. If I could study and pray and trust the Lord, because I was young, pretty much like you, some of you were older than I was when I came here. If I could do that to where I graduated, that in itself is a miracle. Well, with God, all things are possible. Isn't that true? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't a bad student. I had to be, but yeah. And to where the Lord opened door, where I could even understand the complexity of accounting, and to where I became the accountant of the accountants, you know, the head of accounting for the whole Rice State University. Our budget is close to 0.4 billion, not N, like million, B as in billion. It's a lot of money because it affects all universities. I mean, yeah, colleges, schools, students. And to where the auditors would come from, state, local, they come to my office. I have a team of accountants. Some have their CPAs, MBAs, who work with me. Many are hired. Many I personally hired and trained. They've come and audited us all these 18 years I've been here. Praise the Lord! We've always had the best audit opinion ever issued. You go to the website and Google Rice State or State, you know, you go to state website because we have to send it to state, some to federal government, and they have to certify us. I am saying this because God is able to give you glory, to give himself glory and give you the knowledge you need. He said, does any of us lack knowledge or need one? Ask him. My prayer is that tonight you may be successful. And some of these things I'm saying may be a blessing to you. Normally, I don't say this. Indeed, this is the first time I ever say something like this. Ever. I don't know why. Because I suppose there wasn't much forum. Okay? And so, I just ask that you remember these things. Go after what you want. Ask help from others. Work hard at it. Don't be afraid of taking risk. The risk would be stay studying as long as it takes you to master that subject. Some classes or lessons, you may have to read them twice, just one chapter. I had to do that. I didn't understand what the text was saying. I had to go back. So do whatever it takes. Don't be afraid of that. That's risk. Participate with those that would help you achieve your goal. When my kids were growing up, oh boy, they were into games, you know, being boys. I thought they would never, you know, I wouldn't say, I just thought they could spend more time studying. And I would say, hey, we're going to study. But let's play for 2 hours and spend the rest for game. I come back, they're still playing. Everything jumping everywhere. Hey, Michael, that was the name of one. Say, get it. I say, I thought we're supposed to study. Then they would try to. But then, make a long story short, they went back. My question to them was, what part of this game will be on your exam tomorrow? You answer me. Is it the one flipping over or the one, you know, on making dash? Which of it is question number one or two that you are required to answer? Well, everybody's looking at, how do you answer that kind of question? Praise the Lord. One thing is that they listened. You see, it's good to hear advice. The other is to put it into practice. You see, you may hear and read, but if you don't do it, you are cutting yourself short. And they finally got it. And they went back studying. I don't talk much about them, but since I'm given this story, And please don't say that Brother John is bragging about anybody because they're not here. I'm just using it to illustrate. But like you, they went to college, and of course, one is a doctor and the other is a pharmacist. What I'm trying to say is this. If you purpose in your heart to become somebody or to do anything, don't be afraid of doing it. Take what I would say, risk. Devote your time. Surround yourself with brothers and sisters that will be cheering you up. They become your team. Are you with me? Imitate those that are successful, because the Lord knows, so do I know, that we need Christian doctors. How would you say that my doctor is a Christian? Oh, I just saw Dr. Susan say, we worship today. Okay. It happens to be that my family doctor is a Christian. He's a born-again child of God. He invited me to his church. There was altar prayer, and I came out. I was sitting because it was his church. I didn't come out. I was praying, and he came out. And he was smitten in spirit, and he fell down. This is a whole doctor. Does the spirit distinguish a doctor and a person? Heck no. Remember, I have picked up some American slang. And I hope I'm using it appropriately. And so, the Lord needs us to be able to do our best in our areas. We like to see Christian pilots, Christian teachers, Christian preachers. Oh, do we need those that will bear the gospel? Yes, because we need the world saved. It doesn't have to be all any profession at all or anything, even if just prayer warriors. Be the best. If ever you want to remember what I said tonight, just these things. Remember, you have your own direct line to the Lord. Always pray. It has to be from within you. You can be driving and praying. You don't have to close your eyes. The Lord, you're just talking to him. Say, Daddy, I want to have a time out with you or time together with you. Yeah. And I need this. This biologist is really giving me a heck of a problem. I need help. Whatever it is, I need financial help. Silver and gold belong to you. Hallelujah. He provides. That's what I want to share with you tonight. There's a lot more, but I'm going to pause because you really have had a pretty good weekend or during the week when you went to a retreat. And I sincerely thank all of you for choosing to serve the Lord, for not abandoning the gathering by coming to fellowship with others. My prayer is that the Lord you've chosen to serve may bless you abundantly. My prayer is that if you call upon him, may he hear your prayer. My prayer is that may he fulfill his promises to you. His promises are so many, including salvation, the reason for which Christ came, according to the Bible we just read, including making you prosperous, to be prosperous in everything. He said, you will be the head, not the tail. You know, hear what God is talking to you by reading your Bible. Are you with me? There's so many things that he promised. And I've, over the years, I've lived to see those things. If you devote your time and do the right thing, the right thing is going to classes on time and sitting where you can hear the teacher very well. For instance, your full time really here is schooling. It's your academic work. You are a responsible person. And I know that because you came to college. What will cause you to be much more successful is to do those things that successful people do. They would come to class sometimes, sit, you know, where they, whatever is most appropriate. Probably not the back, because if you're in the back, those who are late will be texting or talking or doing something. And you know what? Those who are in front would have heard the best part of the lecture, and the leftover, they pass to those in back. So if you're sitting here and you are listening, you got the best juice. And whatever you didn't want, you pass it to those behind you. They are getting leftover, you know, or a mixture of it. I'm just kind of, you know what I'm talking about, not necessarily that. So your ability to be there and you eye your professor and be keen because it's helping you to gain the knowledge. You should be smarter than your professor. After the teacher, the student got to be, many cases. Yeah. And it's not that difficult. It's just given priority. If you devote your time and give it all you have, you will be successful. You are not, you shouldn't be afraid of any, you know, any class. And if you're having issues, which sometimes occur, it happens to many, even those professors when they were students, go to your professor, go to your, oh, take, you know, tutoring, reach out to a fellow student, because you will find out that 4 years go so quickly, you are investing a lot of money, and you want to be successful, and you would not let that chance, you know, go away from you. Working hard and praying, the Lord will help you. I am going to pause because I could go on. Because of time being sensitive, in America we do everything by time. You gotta go. In Africa, they don't do stuff like that. They have different speed. That nonetheless, I just do not know how to express my gratitude. Brother Andy, Sister Erickson, Heather, wonderful people, certainly Jay. I saw them when they were really this name, you know, freshmen coming. Yeah. And many others. I'm not going to leave Akayafa. No, if you think you're going to get rid of me, you're kidding. Now that I have a little more time, I may do a lot more, certainly with prayer. I am lifetime alumni member, so and I will still be on the university, UCIM, one of the committee members. So I'll still be active. I'll be on campus. I'll be doing my workout. You know, my gym and stuff is there. You know, I have locker. So who knows, I might bump into you all. Please be sure to pull me if I pass you. I won't be offended. I cannot remember everybody. To tell you the truth, I'm terrible with names. Oh, yeah. You have to say your name several times before it could ring there. But I remember faces. So don't be offended if I don't say hi to you or something. Please come and say to me. Say, Brother John, or just say John. I won't be offended. I won't be offended. And if I can be of help and advice, let me know. You have great people. I know because of time, and I may not be here all the time, but Definitely I would be. And there may be other things I'll be working with Brother Andy that may get you all involved. No, this is really time. There's more time for me to be devoting to Chi Alpha than when I was when I'd be working here full time. Because, I work late. That's one of the reasons I never come all the time, or most of the time. Don't let that discourage you. No, things are going to get better. And the next advisor will be even better. And together, we will continue this journey that leaded to heaven. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pause and say, this is it. May the Lord keep us and bless us. Brother Indy.
I'm just going to have Brother John just pray a blessing. So if you guys would stand together and just be in a posture of receiving. So he's going to pray a blessing over us, and then we're going to take up an offering for him. And we would love, if you have time, just in a few moments, we could just express our appreciation in person. And I'd love to get a picture even with Heather and I and Finn. And we love hugs. But if you'd bless us, that'd be awesome.
Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Savior, the one who loved us so much that he left heaven to come to earth to reach out to us. In that name, and only in that name, Jesus, we come to you this evening, praising you, adoring you, worshiping you, honoring you, for you deserve it all. Lord, we thank you because none other compares with you. Yes, I am a living testimony to that. So are my brothers and sisters in this room. Father, our prayer this evening is that you anoint and bless every soul, and that you may hear their prayers when they call upon you. Those who have challenges with life, whatever it is, if it is financial, if it is emotional, if it is mental, whatever it is, you are God who provides solution. And so we ask that you smile with your favor upon your people and answer our prayer this evening. That you bless these young souls that are before you, for you only have they come to talk to worship, to hear from. And that you may bless them and prosper them in whatever they may do, according to your word. We believe in this, dear Jesus, because you told us, call upon me, I will answer you. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Ask, you shall receive. And in the name of Jesus, I am asking for special favor upon your people in this auditorium and beyond, that they may see Jesus. You are able to deliver those who are in different challenges. We know that. We just thank you. We believe, yes, in this we believe, that you always answer our prayers, and that you've even heard the one we are praying this evening. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Above all, for answering our prayers, even those we didn't get to ask. For you know our needs beyond what we are able to ask. We praise you for being so kind and reaching out to us in this special manner. Bless this ministry above all of Kaya for here and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, could you guys just remain standing, and we're going to just return the favor. We're going to pray for you, if that's okay. And then I'll just lead us out, and you guys can just extend a hand if you want, and you can just pray with us as well. So, Father God, we thank you so much for the love that you have outpoured into Brother John. and his whole family. God, it is so evident, God, even though he wrote a book, God, it could fill many, many books, God, with all the stories and all the provisions that you've had for him. God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. God, we make you the main event tonight. God, the main event of our hearts, the main events of our lives, God, and even of his life. God, we know that his life has given much attention and much glory and much honor to you. God, so we thank you for the living testimony, the example that Brother John has had in our lives, God, in students' lives, and many alumni as well. God, not to mention just all the impact that he's had in his office over the many years that he's worked here, God. And God, I just pray specifically that you would give us unique and powerful blessing, God, to his family. God, that he would have a renewed direction, God, even in his life, God, that his identity would become further ingrained in who you are and who he is as a son of the Father God. God, I pray that he would have even more excitement. God, we know that he overflows with excitement. God, I pray that he'd have even more excitement, God, for this next stage of his life, God, than even before. God, would you even further just help us and guide us, God, even to how he can continue to be involved with students' lives and blessing them and receiving blessing from them. God, I pray that you would increase his influence. God, I pray that you would even backfill, God, his position at the university, God, with a Jesus-loving believer that is honoring to you. God, would you continue to bless that office because of the investment that he's had. God, and take care of his family. God, take care of his wife. God, take care of him and his health. God, and all that you are doing in his life. God, we praise you and we give you honor. God, we look forward to celebrating more and more, God, and as we see him on campus and we celebrate with him. God, we look forward to that and continue to give you honor and glory for what you've done in his life, God, and what you do in our lives. God, we lift up the name of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.